we would like to welcome to the show Hunter Lewis, who's the author of a new book, Crony Capitalism 2008 to 2012.
We have two things that are wrong with the economy, some very bad economic policies, and then the corruption of crony capitalism. And the bad policies are fueling the crony capitalism and making it impossible for the middle class and the poor to get ahead. Well, the bad economic policies I just talked about are Keynesian in nature. You know, ideas like that if too much debt causes a crash, just load on more debt, and it's taking on more debt will actually help reduce debt, which is crazy. Borrowing and spending, not saving, create prosperity, and that fixing prices to suit special interests will help us. That last point is where we get into crony capitalism. All the Keynesian policies in one way or another are feeding the crony capitalism. I mean, for example, Keynesian policies want us to keep interest rates low, but what that actually means is subsidizing Wall Street and subsidizing Wall Street speculation and so on. Although it's never that simple, because the crony capitalism means the government and the special interests are working together. So when the government bails out Wall Street, it's really bailing out itself. Wall Street issues the bonds. Government issues the bonds. Wall Street buys the bonds, and then government takes its newly printed money and buys the bonds back. So in effect, government is selling a bond to itself, but it's done stealthily this way.